For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week begins on Saturday, and the Performing Arts Department at Lansing Community College is staging a play based on the stories of local homeless people this weekend. I Have a Name is an original play about how five people in Lansing came to experience life without a home. One of those people is identified only as J.P. As a young man, J.P.'s mother dies, and his father has trouble coping with the tragedy. In the play, J.P. is portrayed by actor Quinn Kelly.
I was alone as a 17-year-old boy whose entire extended family lived out of state. I had no support, no money, and nowhere to go.
Kelly tells me that he hasn't met J.P., but senses that he's a strong guy and hopes he'd be proud of how he's being portrayed here. When approached by director Paige Twofort about playing J.P., Kelly jumped at the chance.
It kind of hit home in the literal sense because I am from Lansing. I'm a Lansing native. And seeing, you know, a lot of people on the streets sometimes that, you know, look like they may not have a home or, you know, it's really cool that I finally get to be a part of something that can really help the city. And I take pride in that.
I Have a Name is a bit of an accident. In the spring of 2015, LCC English professor Judy Allen presented her class with an essay about homelessness. One of her students shared that he had been homeless, and the ensuing discussion led her to a project where students spent time at the Volunteers of America, now known as Holy Cross, talking with people being served there. Their stories and those told to another class the next year paved the way for Allen's first ever script.
Everybody had these stories that stopped me. They stopped us all. We couldn't believe it because we just have this image of somebody on a corner holding a cardboard sign. And there's truth behind stereotypes, but we need to know what's even underneath that.
Allen took a sabbatical to write the script with the assistance of Rob Rosnowski from the MSU Department of Theater. Ruben Kenyatta is one of the people whose story is told in I Have a Name. He's a 67-year-old Vietnam-era veteran originally from Muskegon. Struggling with post-traumatic stress, Kenyatta had some run-ins with the law.
Conflicts here and there, using drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, because I'm using these, coping mechanism to deal with something that I didn't even realize I had.
Kenyatta ultimately applied to a program for veterans at the VOA. An artist, he offered to paint a mural there dedicated to homeless vets. He found the project to be therapeutic.
And I had to develop the philosophy that if I fall down 7, I must get up 8. And so in that, what got me up to this point, that I finally, you know, I'm up to number 8 and I'm back up again, and I think I can make it from here.
Playwright Judy Allen saw Kenyatta's mural at the VOA and wanted to hear his story. Along with Kenyatta and JP, Allen says the show's other characters include a 20-something African-American woman who ran from domestic abuse.
She has 2 children. She's a single mom. A 43-year-old white woman who grew up in homelessness. So she was a child of homelessness, and she's now disabled. She found out she had MS at 19. And then we have a man who's about 80, who is a successful businessman in Grand Ledge.
The stories of these 5 people are told not only dramatically, but also through dance, poetry, and song, including original music by LCC costume designer and composer Shell Peterson.
I have my own journey.
LCC's production of I Have a Name will be at Dart Auditorium Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.